today we have students from Kilrush Community College, so I'd like you all to introduce yourselves.
My name's Alicia Rochford.
My name is Michael Allen.
I'm Sylvia Kennedy.
And I'm Ben Walsh.
Well, you're all very welcome to RCB, and it's something very exciting, I believe, you're here for. So who's going to start explaining? Okay, Alicia, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We are four students from Kilrush Community School, and we are participating in the CANSAT competition. CANSAT.
Okay.
CANSAT competition is where we build a satellite the size of a Coke can, and we are the first team ever from Kilrush Community School to participate in this competition.
All right, very good. Well done on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. we've been participating in this competition for 4 months now. We started in October 2016, and we're launching for the regionals on the 3rd of March.
Which is Saturday.
Friday
evening. Yes. Oh, good. Okay. So, right, explain a Coke can satellite. Okay, who's going to start explaining this to me? Okay.
Okay, so...
Talk about the box.
Yeah, we got a box from... Well, our physics teacher gave us basically the kit that we were given to start off, and it contained an Arduino, which is a very small computer that's going to go inside the can. And onto that, we have to build a circuit containing different sensors that collect different things when it's falling. And when it's falling, it has to be able to transmit wirelessly down to our laptop, and then we have to be able to graph the stuff it sends and present it on the day of the competition.
All right, okay. And so the four of you have been working together since October this project. Okay.
The subject we had in common was physics, so our physics teacher introduced us to it.
Was that your physics teacher that came in?
No.
Okay.
That's Alicia's dad.
All right, okay. And what's your part in this?
Well, I wrote an article for the...
Claire Champion.
That.
Oh, no, was no, it the Claire People? Claire People.
And he also did the paperwork for the competition as well.
And he helped us write up our presentation, which we have to give to the judges on the day.
So there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
And it's not just like wires and electronic things, it's also paperwork and articles.
He's deep
and
in thought
other
there
things.
Now. You did a lot of work. You did the writing.
Yeah, because we had to have like a three-page article for the Claire People, because of course when they edit it, a lot of it's going to be taken out and changed, so we had to make that quite long.
Yeah.
So Ben wrote that for us.
Well done, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Come on, get in here to the microphone now.
Come on.
Yeah, they done all the important work.
Oh, yeah.
I think each of you would have been...
We did.
Would all have been important to get a project together. So you're excited about Saturday, I would say. Yeah.
Friday.
Well,
don't worry. Saturday. We also did a load of community outreach as well, because we had to get sponsorship money for our team to buy the necessary equipment that we needed, like the sensors and a laptop as well.
Okay.
So we spent 3 days in total going around to the local community down in Kilrush and asking the businesses if they would sponsor us or follow us on Facebook.
We
ended up with 8 sponsors. Their names were Saunders, Monument Hair, Everyday IT, Landscape and Leisure, and Animal Health and Pet Store, Kilrush Golf and Sports Club, and a friend, Catherine Collins.
Okay.
Well, the competition, they give us 3 missions. This is kind of important.
Yeah.
The competition has 3 different missions. One is to get it working wirelessly. So when it's up in the air, it should be able to transmit all the information it collects back down to a laptop, which we have on the ground. To get it to fall at a certain speed, which is between 8 and 11 metres a second. And Michael worked on making a parachute for us for that work. And the last one was outreach, which Alicia was in charge of. And that was getting everybody involved. We went around to primary schools. We got sponsorship. We got everybody was interested in this. We had newspapers and, of course, we're here now.
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of thing. And we also decided to get a third sensor. So we had two sensors in the box we were given. One of them was a temperature sensor and one of them was a pressure sensor. And first we decided to use a humidity sensor, but then we broke it and decided to use a photoresistor, which measures light intensity.
Okay, it's very, very scientific.
Yeah.
It's great. So I suppose you're kind of the future of the young scientists and all that. Would that go to that competition?
We never got a chance to do that, actually. Oh. So we're kind of doing this instead, almost. Yeah.
And could you bring that to next year's Young Scientist competition?
I'm not sure if we can compete in it anymore because we're fifth years.
Yeah, we might be too old for it. Because this competition is for transition year students, and fifth years, sixth years can't do it. So this is our last chance to do this.
But have you had fun while you were doing it?
Oh, definitely.
Have you had fun there?
Yeah.
Have you, Ben, in the writing?
Yeah.
Micah could also tell you more about how we tested the parachutes.
That's a good idea as well. And then Ben did something for that as well.
Yeah, I'll take them back off you and you can chat away there again.
So we were very lucky to be invited to go to Money Point one day to test our parachutes. So we got to go to off the top of a building, and we brought our parachutes up, we threw them off, and we were able to work out what speed they were falling at. And since we made lots of different sizes, we weren't sure which one would be the right size for the day, so from that we were able to work out which one we could use.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, because it does have to fall between 8 and 11 metres a second. Ours is around 8,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the minimum speed.
And I'm sure this is all going to be recorded on Friday.
This will be, everything that we've been doing like the past few months has been going towards...
We'll put it up there online and people will see what you've done and all the work that you've actually put in.
That's why we're asking people to like follow us on Facebook. If you have any interest at all, you can follow us and you'll see everything that we've done. We have pictures of Money Point.
Is it Kilrush School?
KCS Satellite Program.
Yeah.
KCS
Satellite Program.
Satellite Program, okay.
Yep. You could also find us on Twitter as well with KCS CanSat.
Okay, I'll find that. I'm a Twitterer. A tweeter.
Not many people are.
We have more Facebook followers than Twitter.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's more on Facebook than there would be on Twitter.
Yeah.
And of course, on the day of the launch, we will have pictures of the launch and everything else put up after that.
Yeah, our satellite is being dropped 1,000 metres in the air. So we, as it comes down, it'll be sending information to our sponsored laptop as well. And then when we get the information, we'll be graphing it and showing it to the judges.
So that's what the presentation is for. On the presentation, we have to talk about how we completed our missions, because every team kind of does it their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We all have the same things to work with, but we put our own spin on it and everything else. We concentrated on outreach a lot, because if you're lacking at all in the technical side of things, they look at your outreach to see what else you did and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
We visited 3 primary schools in total, and that was Knockera, Querin and Shaw National School. We tried to go to Sylvia's primary school, but...
They wouldn't reply to us. We had to go to our former primary schools.
And where did you all go to primary school?
I went to Shaw National School.
I went to Querin National School.
Querin?
I went to Drumdegas, but they didn't reply to us.
Okay.
And I was in Knockera.
Knockera, okay. So it's a nice mix there as well.
We gave them a presentation telling them what we were doing, and as well that they could do this when they came to school, secondary school.
Mm.
And we kind of got them excited about it. And we set them a competition as well. We got them for 10 minutes to draw a logo for our team. And the winning logo, people are voting for it right now, and the winning logo will be put in our final presentation and on our can on the day as well.
Have you chosen the logo yet?
It's whoever's picture gets the most likes. So we uploaded all of the logos onto Facebook, and we tried to get their parents involved in voting for their kids' one to attract more people to our page, ultimately.
It worked. It really did work.
And we almost have one. We're going to the schools tomorrow to announce the winners. So the
four of you will travel again tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, we'll have one chosen.
All right, and you'd all hopefully agree on one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that are winning they're all quite nice, but the ones that are winning are
very good.
Very nice.
Because we don't pick them, it's the public that picks them.
Yeah.
So to vote for a picture, they like it on Facebook, which is really...
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else now you'd like to add?
We went around to the shops and businesses and...
We mentioned that was the sponsorship.
We have calibration as well.
Yeah, we have posters stuck up all around Kilrush for people to get into to find our Facebook pages and stuff.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. More on the technical side of things, we had to calibrate our sensors. So the temperature sensor actually takes voltage, and the pressure sensor takes air pressure, but we had to change that to altitude. So on the day, we'll be comparing temperature to altitude. She's wondering what you're doing.
I'll take a photo of the four of you now in a second.
So for the temperature sensor, we subjected it to different climates. So we put the entire circuit into the freezer at one stage, into the fridge, into a cold room, and then into a room temperature room. And then we used a hairdryer to heat it up. And we used a thermometer and then compared them. The readings we were getting from the temperature sensor, which was in volts, and the temperature of the actual temperature.
Okay.
Yeah. And from that, we were able to work out the relationship between voltage and temperature, and we can make a graph. And then from that, we can work out what the temperature is at any voltage.
All right, so you're all very interested in physics.
Yeah.
It was not something you start off with in primary school. But no. I think it's something you continue with.
Yeah.
To doing this.
Definitely.
You too, Ben. He's the quiet one here now. He's the brains behind the operation, is he?
No.
In there again.
Another thing we had to calibrate was the pressure sensor, and to do this we actually went to Kerry to the masts, Canuckanore.
We
had to compare altitude with the pressure reading, with the air pressure readings we were getting from the sensor, and we did a similar thing. We made a graph and got the equation, and then we later had to write code for all of this, and we put that into the code to give it a function to give us a certain reading on the day.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it. I'm going to follow you. I'm sorry I hadn't done that before, and I hope all our listeners do too. So thank you very much for coming in to the studio today, and all the best on Friday.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.